10 after 9 on CKNW and the John McComb Show. Seattle could soon be pulling ahead of Vancouver on the issue of car sharing after Seattle City Council approved legislation to add more than 2,000 vehicles in the next couple of years. Should Vancouver follow Seattle's lead, especially since our council is determined to reduce reliance on cars and become the greenest city in the world? Car2Go, Moto, and Zipcar already have more than 1,000 cars available to about 65,000 members in Vancouver. But is the supply meeting the demand? Would you sell your car to rely on a Car2Go? Jeff Meggs is a Vision Vancouver counselor and joins me on the line this morning. Counselor, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of what Seattle is doing? And is Vancouver, is there enough demand in Vancouver to follow suit?
Well, we may be ahead of Seattle, but it's a competition I'm happy to see carry on hot and heavy. We last year had the largest Car2Go fleet in North America in Vancouver, according to Car2Go, and 745 vehicles on the road right now just for Car2Go here in Vancouver. Moto has 338, Zipcar 145. They're all different, slightly different models, but in the city of Vancouver, we've got almost 1,228 car share vehicles currently operating. Okay. So we're doing great.
Seattle's adding another couple of thousand, and I'm just wondering, is this something that is going to expand and catch on? Because I know it's fairly big in the downtown core of Vancouver and where we are, but what about further out into some of the other communities around town, Carisdale, et cetera?
Well, that's a fair question. Certainly in the city of Vancouver, unlike Seattle, we don't say there's a cap and then periodically decide whether or not to raise it. Our policy is we support car sharing, and so people come in, they simply have to meet with engineering and work out parking spots and locations and all that kind of thing. So there's a continuous growth in our fleet, depending on how the private sector wants to meet demand. But I meet more and more people on my rounds who would love to see more out there, and I know there will be a steady expansion. It will be interesting to see how quickly it gets to Surrey, Langley, and so on. There's some out there. I know there's, I've used Moto out to Langley, and I know that there's some happening around city halls in the region and that kind of thing, but I'm not quite certain how quickly they're going to get to the Seattle state, where I guess the metro region is generally taking it on.
Yeah. What you mentioned parking spots. Is there a cost? Is there a special license that these operators have to get? And if so, what's the cost?
Well, I don't know the exact fee, but they do pay a fee, because what happens on a number of streets, the advantage to the users is that if you're using Moto, for example, you pick the car up and take it back to the same spot, and that spot's guaranteed. So it's allocated to Moto. Mm-hmm. If you take that car and you head into a residential district to meet your parents or your kids or something, you can park in the residential parking area with the exemption that's on the car, which you wouldn't be able to do with your own vehicle. So there's a lot of advantages to the users if they are accessing these car share fleets. And Car2Go is a little more difficult. It's one-way trips, but it's only difficult in the sense that you got to be careful not to leave it at meters and things like that if you're going to leave it for a long time. So those arrangements are pretty readily made, and a lot of the private parking lot operators are now allocating spots. Easy Park, which is the city's parking organization, does the same thing, and they do pay fees for that. We also are making concessions to developers who want to include car share in their parking lots, and more of the new buildings are allocating a number of spots to car share so that they can get by with fewer parking spots and hopefully reduce the cost of the housing. So there's a lot of things we do to try to encourage it, and it's being picked up in a big way.
I was frankly surprised to see that between Car2Go, Moto, and Zipcar, they have 65,000 members in Vancouver. That's a huge number for, just over 1,000 cars, 1,200 cars.
Well, I'm a member of Car2Go and Moto. I make the most use out of Moto. Moto and Zipcar are similar, but I find, and I'm fortunate to work and live pretty close to the downtown core, it helps me completely eliminate a car from my, I don't own a car personally. I can get my wife's from time to time, but I don't own one myself. And it's a really fantastic option if you, want to make the trip and it's pouring rain, there's a car available. It's much cheaper than taxi and much cheaper than owning your own car, but significantly more expensive than transit. So it's a terrific option to have. And in some of the car sharing organizations, you can have access not just to a sedan, but Moto has everything from a sports car available fairly near me to a minivan to a paddle van and pickup trucks. So you can tailor your rental to what exactly you're doing that day.
What does it cost, roughly?
Well, it depends on the company, but it's a membership fee at Moto, and then there's a time charge and a distance charge, which they kind of manage automatically. I find it costs about half as much, depending on how long I keep the car, as it would to make a similar trip by taxi, and sometimes a quarter or less, depending on how I organize the trip.
Yeah.
The trip is a little more expensive on car to go, but you don't have to get back to the same spot. You can simply go to where you're going, get out, and take the bus home or walk or whatever works for you.
And but so you have to leave it in a car to go, in a particular car to go parking spot.
No, you can leave it in all kinds of places.
Oh, really?
There's certain restrictions, but you can leave it most places that you would normally park a car. Hmm. And in some places where you couldn't if it was your own car. That's the advantage. So I can see why people do it. If you have that number, I hadn't heard that, but it's very interesting. 65,000 people accessing those 1,200 cars, you can see how efficient the system is compared to everybody trying to own their own car. It's really helping reduce traffic.
And so from the city's perspective, the more the merrier. If these companies want to put on more cars, they can do so, having to go through the city, but there's no cap.
No, we're not regulating that, and we're not regulating entrance. This is not like the taxi system. I would say taxis are almost an extension in the private sector of public transit, and so they're regulated in Victoria, and we do some regulation in Vancouver. The car-to-go system is really an extension of personal transit toward in the other direction, and it's helping people have access to car driving without owning, and it's remarkably flexible. I've used it. I've seen people with moto cars from Vancouver and Whistler and elsewhere. And for what people need is enormously flexible. So you can really apply it to whatever you're after. But it's not necessarily going to be there. You go online and say for car to go, you look around and there may or may not be something near to you, given that there's so many other people out there who might want one at that moment. But it's been working for me. And I know my kids who are in their 20s, very, very committed to car to go. That's their preferred model. It works better for them.
Yeah. Very interesting. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Jeff Meggs is a Vision Vancouver City Councillor. And I want to find out from you, have you used these services, and do you think that it is worth expanding them? As I said to Councillor Meggs, I was surprised to see that there's 65,000 members spread among three different companies. He belongs to two, so there might be some overlap there, but still a sizable number of people use car shares. And so I'm asking you this morning, have you tried these? Do you like them? Do you think it's a good idea? And would you do more of it if there were more cars available? Give me a shout, 604-280-9898, star 9898 on your cell phones, on Twitter at John McComb 980 or at CKNW. And also Facebook is facebook.com/CKNW980. Sharing cars, it's taken off in this city. Seattle's adding 2,000 more cars to bring their total up to 3,000. Vancouver's at 1,000. Do we need more? And what's your experience been with this? 604-280-9898. About 924 on Twitter, the BC Co-op Association writes, a good conversation about car share and moto car co-op on CKNW right now. Thank you, BC Co-op Association. JDS John says, use moto and car to go and often combine with public transit, both very convenient. Also, fees include insurance. Moto writes, thanks for the mention. A good conversation about car share and moto car co-op. And Cheap and Cheerful writes, use both Zipcar and Car2Go, convenient and well-priced. Well, I have three, as it turns out, people in the studio who have used these services, and they're all members of my team. Hi, guys.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How are we?
Good.
Jessica's here. AJ's here. Greg is here. Greg, let me start with you. You live in the downtown area. You live in the West End.
I do, yep.
You use these...
Yes, I use Car2Go, and I just signed up with Modo.
How do you find them?
I love both of them.
Really?
Love them. I've never had an issue. And actually, no, that's not true. A week ago, I had an issue with one of the Car2Gos, and they resolved it. Literally, it took 5 minutes. Everything was fine. They even gave me where I was going. It was a free trip.
Wow.
So everything was just tickety-boo. I love them.
There you go.
Yeah. And now, I think you read the tweet about insurance.
Yes.
$2 a year just to renew the insurance.
Really?
Yeah. So if I don't use a car for a year.
$2 a year?
I pay $2.
Holy cow.
It's incredible.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right. AJ, you've tried one or both? Or
I used to use Car2Go, and I love the idea of car sharing. Mm-hmm. I live downtown as well.
I hear a butt coming.
But, unfortunately, I had a terrible experience, actually, with one of these companies. It was probably about 2 years ago. I was hosting the evening show on another radio station.
What?
Anyway, I was working till about 3 o'clock in the morning and wanted to get home. Was a little bit cranky for having to work that late. Hmm. So I found a location nearby to pick up a Car2Go. Swipe my card, go inside, and there's some kind of weird technical glitch. The car just freezes. Hmm. And I go, uh-oh. Try to get out. You can't just leave it because it's not locking properly, right? So if I just left it, I would have been charged and it would have been shenanigans. So
Shenanigans.
So Car2Go is actually, they have a lot of great things about it. And one of them is that if you are having a problem, they just dial in straight to their call center in Austin, Texas. Unfortunately, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And there were probably some other issues people were having around the world. So I was on hold for nearly an hour.
Ouch.
Trying to get out of there, basically, and go home.
Yeah.
Finally get through. That's another 15 minutes of waiting for them to fix this technical problem. By the time it was all said and done, it was like 4:30 in the morning. I got home. My partner's like, where are you? Where were you? Were you having an affair? What were you doing at 3 in the morning?
Good God.
I wasn't offered any free trips. I had to specifically ask them not to charge me for that time that I was spending on the line waiting for them.
Yeah, okay.
And I haven't used it since.
Okay, well, put that down as a bad experience. No standing on the sitting on the fence there. Jessica?
I can't beat that story. I just can't. I am a perfect candidate for a car sharing service because I don't have a car, but I hate it. I can never find parking. My husband and I took out it was a Car2Go a couple months ago because we were going to Gastown for dinner, and we ended up circling around for 20 minutes, couldn't find a parking spot.
Welcome to the world
and
of driving a
late.
Car.
I know, and I hate being late, but you have to park it in specific spots, and we couldn't find one, so we ended up ditching the car just a block from our apartment. We should have just walked.
You ditched the car.
We ended up finding an appropriate parking spot.
I see.
But it was so close to where we live that it was just a waste of 35 minutes.
And how long ago was this?
A couple months ago.
Really?
It's just not for me.
You're not the kind of person who likes to share.
I'll take the bus. I'll take the bus, thank you, walk.
All right. Well, there you have three different versions of sharing cars, if any of that resonates with you. Shoot us a tweet at John McComb 980 or at CKNW. Also, find us on Facebook.